Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on, suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don.
Giving a microphone,
dress
like a million bucks,
diamond
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Turn them out.
Steve Harvey, turn them on to the morning, y'all.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Oh, yeah, man. Got a radio show. Do you understand that? I'm telling you, God been big in my life. I'm not going to kid you. I'm telling you, and he'll do the same thing for you. God is a gentleman. You know, I want to point that out to you. God is an absolute gentleman. He will not come in unless he's invited. He don't just barge into your life. He gives us the power of choice. You know, if you say you got it, I don't need you, he lets you have it. If you say, I need you, come see about me, he right there. It's just a real simple thing, man. So I always say to people this, if you've gotten yourself into something, and please know I have. I was stuck. I thought a couple of times, well, might not make it past this one. But then if I don't make it past it, what's going to happen? And then I held on to this little thing that my mother kept talking to me about. She said, sometimes, son, when you ain't got nothing else in you, just hope. She said, just hope it'll be all right. You know, and what I've learned in my life is that hope is the beginning of faith. Hope is just, is there a possibility out there for me? I sure hope something happened. See, hope is okay, man. Because like I say, for me, the way I've lived my life, hope was the beginning of faith. It was just the idea. It's just the thought that something could change for me. That something could be a little bit different for me. That maybe, man, just maybe, for some reason, I could be saved. I could be rescued. Things could turn around. It could head in the other direction. Maybe I could quit messing up. Maybe somebody will forgive me. Maybe somebody will just say, all right, I don't know. But I can't count the times I've been in that position. But then once I hope a little bit, and then I remember also my mother, because she was a Sunday school teacher. She taught me the most valuable lesson I've ever learned in my life. Nothing has been greater in my life than my faith. She taught me to pray. Mama used to say, when it get real dark for you, son, prayer changes things. She said, when you seem like you lost and you can't find your way, stop and pray. She said, because prayer changes things. You know, when you get a point in your life when you've done all you can do and you can't do no more and you just don't know what to do next, she said, stop, son, pray. And combine that prayer with that hope that you got. She said, because that hope is the beginning of faith. She said, if you pray just hoping, she said, if God come through for you, that'll give you confidence that he can do it again. And then after a while, you quit hoping. She said, you start believing. She said, that's when you're on to something. If you can turn that hope into belief, that hope into faith, the ability to believe in something that you can't see. But the key, though, to faith is you're believing in something that you can't see. See, hoping a little bit different for me. Now, I'm pretty sure, like I say oftentimes, I tell a lot of people who can explain this thing a lot better than I can to you. But just from my side of it, being as real as I can be with you. See, hope helps, man. If you ain't strong enough to have faith, have hope. And then if you pray with some hope and God answers your prayer, then that hope gains a little confidence. And after a while, that confidence becomes faith. Now it ain't just hoping, but I'm believing. I'm believing in something that I cannot see. Faith has been the key to my entire existence, even when I didn't have any. It was faith, as I look back on it, that has gotten me here. And not just faith, but my faith. See, you will only get to where you're going in your life based on your faith. See, a lot of people get the word faith confused. Like, what's your faith? And then they start going down this whole list of all these different religions out here. But really, in essence, man, when I talk to people about faith, I'm talking to you about your belief. How much do you believe in the unseen? How much do you believe in the things you can't see? How much do you believe in the impossible? How much do you believe? See, because faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. Faith is the core of all that is happening to me today. It is the faith that I have in my relationship with God that enables me to just oftentimes, if I stay on the right course and believe a certain way and act a certain way, his blessings just pour. They just come. And it comes in a lot of little ways, too, I've started to notice. See, it ain't just, a lot of people think blessings is money. Man, that ain't it. It's coverage. It's every time my plane lands safe. It's every time they predict bad weather and I get up in the sky and it don't be no bad weather. You know, this is favor. These are blessings that get poured out to me. Somebody call me and offer me something. Not money, but an opportunity. You know, somebody say, hey, man, I don't know, but I sent this to you. I thought you might be interested in it. Somebody will send me a scripture or somebody will send me something. That's favor. And it always comes at a time when I need it the most. That's favor. That's pouring out blessings. Now, I'm also the recipient of a lot of other blessings, too. You know, I've been blessed with health. That's amazing blessing, man. I've been blessed with a spirit of not quitting. I've been blessed with the ability to shoulder huge amounts of responsibility. See, blessings come a lot of ways. But once you tie in to God, once you tie in and you start doing the best you can do and you start asking for him to make you a better person, to help shape and mold you into the kind of man or person that he wants you to be, you'd be amazed what God can do with you, man, if you just invite him in and allow him to be a part of your life. I mean, what you got to lose out there? Come on. If you're sitting in the cell this morning, Why would you not change? You have a chance to turn your life around with a relationship with God. What you waiting on? Are you going to just keep doing it like that, huh? Really? Come on, man. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you not allow God to be a part of your life so you can get to where he wants you to be? God got some big plans for you. If he didn't, you wouldn't keep waking up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now, I'm talking about now, N-O-W. Now, it's your time to do this. Start your morning with gratitude, meaning being thankful for all the things you have, small and large, that you can think of. Immediately after that, you'll notice there will be a shift in your attitude. Once that shift in your attitude has been attained, prepare, buckle up, hold on tight. because now that has direct correlation with your altitude. Gratitude, attitude, altitude. It all works together, baby. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, starring Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell Jr., the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Can't leave out the mouth of the South. Straight out of the SIP, Mississippi. 48 followers. Instagram. She presses everybody for Instagram pictures. And if you get on there, you have to smile and act like you know her.
It's almost in the millions now, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, Junior, what's on your mind?
Hey, Unc, you know the 4th of July is coming up. You know, I don't know if you had a plan, but you think it'd be very difficult for you to come to my apartment and hang out? You know? You think you
Oh, no. It won't be very difficult at all.
Yeah. Oh,
no, but let's talk about a few things for a second.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing at your apartment?
Well, Uncle, on the 4th over here, we go to the pool and we barbecue
Wait, hold up. Wait, whoa. When you say go to the pool, what you mean by
the
that?
The one in the complex. The one up there, right?
Oh, it's nice, too, huh, Junior?
Oh, man, we got a sports bar and everything.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
This going to the pool.
Yeah.
This is the pool that everybody can go to that live there.
You ain't even got to look over there. It's just me and you, Uncle. Just say it's us hanging out. We, you know, we're gonna barbecue.
We're worrying about everybody else.
You worry about everybody. We got our own table, our own cabana. We got our own cabana. You know, we got a table. We can put all our sides on and everything, and we got meats. We can nail it at night.
Y'all got a grill, Junior?
Yeah, we got a grill. We got three of them. The issue
community
is,
grill.
Wait a minute, hold up. Where is this grill at?
At the pool.
Where else would it be?
Yeah, like I'm
is
at.
Is it by your cabana?
Is it by what?
Is it by the cabana that you gonna be in?
No, we gotta walk around the other side by the quarter bar. That's the question is: is it gonna be hard for you to hang out with me? Cause you invite me over to your place. I'm just inviting you to mine.
It ain't hard to hang out with you at all. It's about damn near impossible for me to come to that community ass pool, though. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I just find that to be very difficult with the barbecue grill out of sight.
It'll probably watch be a the fireworks and everything.
The meat is around the corner and other people is messing with it.
Those are your fans.
And if you get out there early, y'all can reserve 2 chase chairs. You'll have your own little lounge chairs. You'll be
we get all
really
that.
Fine. You got there early.
You changed.
Y'all gonna
think
be
about it,
next
right,
each
Junior?
Other looking like a cruise ship.
All right.
Man, I
think about it, Junior. Think about it. All right, coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, the nephew is on deck with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time to start your morning off now with the nephew and Run That Prank Back. What you got for us today, Neff?
Shirley, we are going to the Book of Draws, chapter 5. Verse 3.
Chapter 5?
Yeah, the Book of Draws. Turn to the Book of Draws, Carla, chapter 5, verse 3. And it says, he left his draws at the retirement home.
I don't understand.
He left his draws at the retirement home. That's Draws, chapter 5, verse 3, if you would. Cat dog, Draws at the retirement home. Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, who's this?
Who is this?
This is attorney David.
David who?
Uh-huh.
All right, this is Anthony.
Anthony, I was giving you a call. You used to work at the senior center, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, we got a bit of a problem here. Are you familiar with Miss? Yes.
Yes.
Older lady a Caucasian lady that's here at the center?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we got a problem. I know you retired in December, but there's cleaning up her room, there's been some men's underwear found here, and she's saying that it's yours.
Well, then you got a problem because I don't know where the lady live at.
No, here at the center, sir. They're claiming
at the center. you find the ladies and men underwear said it was mine or whoever and whatever and whatever. Now, I don't waste my time with that. If you're going to call somebody, get it straightened out. But don't waste my time with you. Have a nice day.
Wait just a minute, sir. I don't want to have to. I don't want to have to get officials to come down there.
Hello.
Yes, sir, Mister. Listen, I don't want. I want to try to do this without your wife finding out. But we need. I got a few questions I need to ask.
You tell your wife you're talking. You man, don't mess with me. You're wasting my time.
Come on, call her back, dog.
Hey, this is Doris. Please enjoy the music until I answer your call.
That's right.
Come on, everybody, say yeah!
Hello?
Doris, it's time.
Yes?
Boy, he didn't cuss us out, but he keep hanging up. So so I need you to help me out. I want you to call from your phone and put us on three-way and say, hey, you need to talk to these people.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
This is Doris. Tony's right here. I told him about the situation with so I just want him to clear it up so you can stop calling him, okay?
Hey, clear up.
Yes, I this is an attorney David. Is he available where I can speak with him?
Sure. Hold on a second.
Attorney David.
Hey, who? Hello.
Hello, Mr. Tony, Anthony?
Yeah.
Could you possibly tell me what's going on, why we would find your underwear in Miss's in her room?
How you know it wasn't your underwear?
I'm sorry, sir?
I say, how I know it ain't your underwear?
Sir, I didn't work here. The lady is saying that it's actually your underwear that's been in her room here at the retirement home.
Well, man, you got the wrong one. Man, this is a bad time to be messing with me. And where is you at anyway?
Sir, I'm down here at my office right now.
And where your office at?
Do you need to come and see me?
Yeah, I need to come see you. Where your office at?
What seems to be the situation? Because I'm getting a hostile. You're sounding very hostile right now, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm a hostile individual.
Okay.
You're calling me something about some old lady. You go call me about somebody. Call me something about one of you. Say, yo, yeah.
Sir, you're gonna watch your tone and you're gonna talk to me like you got some sense.
Man, I ain't got to watch nothing. I'm an old man. I ain't got to do but die. I don't even pay taxes. What you want? You want to do something, you go ahead and only do it. But don't be calling my number no more.
Okay. Well, I want to tell you this, sir.
Yes?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You have been prank phone called by your girl that's standing right there with you, Doris.
You know what? I ought to kick both of y'all. Why you do that, Tommy? What's wrong with you, man?
Man.
Man, you know, this ain't no good time for me, man. I don't have time, man. You messing with me. Where you at, man?
Man, I'm in the studio. I'm in New York City, man.
Oh, New York. Well, you get a chance when you're going back to Philly, you stop through Trenton. let me holler at you for real. Hey, put your picture on TV so I see what, know what you look like next time I see you.
Man.
You got it, but you must don't know this woman. You got the wrong one. You should have had somebody else's name. It ain't gonna work. This is a whole woman, man. And I know she couldn't get that off nobody because she's crazy as hell. All right, well, I got something for Miss Doris. So.
Hey, I got to ask you one more thing, Mr. Anthony. What is the baddest radio show in the land, man?
Man, you know what it is. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hell? All right, peace, man.
Now that the prank is over, I want to ask everybody here, where have you left your drawers? Where have you left your drawers? We'll start with the men, and then ladies, we'll give you time to get your mind right about it.
Whatever.
Where have you left your drawers? Junior, if you would.
Ooh, I left them in the back of Lisa's car. Ooh.
What?
Yeah, that was not good.
Yeah. Okay. How long ago was that?
I left them in the trash can at a hotel.
You threw them away?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, these didn't need to go back to the house. Yeah. Let's stay right here with us.
Yeah.
On, okay. Bro. All right.
Yeah. I left mine on the balcony at the Century Plaza Hotel on the Avenue of the Stars one time.
just hanging off the back.
Wow. Avenue of the Stars. That's L.A.
Yeah.
The balcony, that's it. Yeah.
It got a little wild out there. Got a little wild out there.
All right. All right. Thank you, guys, for sharing, oversharing. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLOs, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, the Dave Chappelle Theater at Dave Chappelle's High School won't be named after him after all. And the Bill Cosby civil trial, well, the jury awards a victim $500,000 in a sexual abuse claim against him. We'll talk about all of these stories, yeah. Talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. T in Lexington writes, I'm a single mom and dating. My boyfriend is a sexter, and he sends pictures of his body all the time. My daughter is 4, and she plays games on my phone. Saturday, she told my mother that she saw a picture of my boyfriend's vagina on my phone. My mom and I laughed, and then she advised me to dump him. How do I get my mom to see it's innocent fun, and he's not a bad guy?
What?
What?
I'm not.
Your daughter. Nothing. Your daughter just saw his vagina. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just deal with this part right here. Mm-hmm. First of all, he's a sexter. It ain't just for fun. He's sexting for a reason. Let's just stop that stupidity right there. This ain't for innocent fun. He's trying to draw the proper reaction. Somebody gonna bite. They gonna hook up. He ain't gonna be your boyfriend no more. But the fact that your young child gets exposed to this foolishness is the danger in this whole thing.
Yeah. Listen to your
mother. Don't see the seriousness of this.
Well, you got to understand something too now. Let's just go on to the next one because the next statement could possibly get me put off the radio. Let's just move.
It's not innocent fun.
Yeah, you need to get rid of him.
Yeah. That baby needs something else to play with other than that phone.
Listen to your... All right, we're moving on to Jewel in Mesa. Jewel says, I'm a 58-year-old single woman, and I've been the girlfriend of a married man for 3 months. He's been staying at my house a lot lately, and the other day, his wife called my phone and told me to come get his medication. She obviously wanted me to know he's got health issues. Should I be concerned about that?
What? Yes. Wait a minute. She obviously wanted me to know he got health issues. Should I be concerned about that?
Should she be concerned, yeah.
You need to be. How she got your phone number?
Right.
That's what you need to be concerned
about. Right.
Number two,
that part. Yeah.
How she comfortable enough to call you and tell you to come get his medication? What you think gonna happen when you come get the medication? You think that's all you finna get?
Yeah.
You gonna need that medication. You gotta take it. As soon as you get there, lady. Wow.
And she's 58.
Yeah.
She should know
good
better.
And grown.
Yeah, she should really know better.
You way past stupid. Should I be concerned with these medical issues? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this is so wrong. Everything in here is just so wrong.
Oh, yeah, bro.
All right. Frisia in Clearwater says, I'm 33 years old and single. I was dating this guy, and after he cheated on me, I ended up sleeping with his uncle. I had no idea it was his uncle until recently. We're trying to work things out, so should I be honest about what happened?
What?
Well, I'm told you.
Come on, about this truth.
Told y'all about this truth thing.
Honesty.
That old honesty is the best policy. Go in there and say it and see who it work out best for. Some things you're going to have to take to your grave.
Yeah. But she's...
Some things you're going to have to ride all the way out.
All the way, baby.
Some things don't need to come out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Your damn mouth.
She's thinking they're relatives, so he's bound to find out anyway.
Well, we'll deal with that when it happens.
Okay.
I bet I don't walk the information in there.
Volunteer.
You got a problem with confessions, CLO.
Of any kind. Of
even under oath.
I'm not confessing under oath.
In a court of law.
Oh, What a love. What they got to do with it?
You think you could go in a confession booth once a month and go on just give it all up and just...
I tell you what, the priest that's handling my case going to have to come out of there and go see somebody.
Because it's too much?
Well, I'm telling you right here. I tell you right there. He going to slide
switch
that door
careers.
Back. He going to slide that door back. Yeah.
Say what now?
Hold up now. Who is this right here? Sir, excuse me? Or did you just say you did? Yeah. Yeah. I ain't been in here in a while, so I thought I'd tell you that too. Wait a minute. How old, sir? Wait, excuse me, sir. How old are you in this house? Yeah. 20?
20?
This happened when you were 20? How old are you now, sir? 65. You waited 45 years? Yeah, well, you can't handle information now. How you think you can take it then?
Okay.
All right. Ain't no way I could have been Catholic. It just ain't no way. I ain't no way in the world I'd been Catholic. They'd put me out. Sir, are you in here making things up? No, you said confess. I'm in here.
These are my confessions.
Come on. Yeah.
All right, last one. Last one. This is Shauna in Queens. Shauna says, I got a call from a girlfriend around 2 a.m. and she said my husband's car was in her apartment complex. I went and I blocked his car in and sat there until 6 a.m. When he got to his, when he got to his car, he smelled like whiskey. He said he was too drunk to drive or call me. It looked like he slept in his clothes. Should I believe him?
Hell yeah, my man. Yeah. Go on out there in that car. I'd have went out that car and act like I didn't know who she was. I'd have went out that car just, excuse me, lady, can't move your car. Steve!
That's your wife.
Why are you calling me that? Can you move your car, ma'am, please? That's how drunk I'd have been.
Still drunk.
And yeah, he was drunk, and he was too drunk to drive, and he was too drunk to call you. And he said that. Now, what else you got? And that's what your nosy-ass friend get. Now, you done set up there. You can't even stay at night. Now, you done finna mess your job up over here blocking the car. He came out to the car, didn't he? He walked up to the car.
Oh, wait. So now this is her fault? Wait.
No, no. It sounds like the truth because he walked up to the car.
Mm-hmm. Walked up.
See,
to
if he was
car?
Into if he was into something over there, I'd have looked out the window, saw you, got an Uber, went home. Called the police and told them somebody stole my damn car.
Go on, boy. Go on. Now, that's how you lie.
That's solid.
That's a good lie.
That's solid.
Look at
him. Are
you popping your collar?
There's no way I'd have went to that car this morning.
Who that boy know how to tell
him? Should she
right
believe him? You're saying yes, she should. All right. Don't believe him, girl. All right. Thank you, CLO.
Right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some national and entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, so months after being heckled at the Duke Ellington School of the Arts in D.C. by students over the trans controversy, Dave Chappelle was set to have a building on campus renamed in his honor. Dave challenged both his fans and the hecklers to raise money for his alma mater. If his fans raised the most, his name would go on the building. Fans won, and the Dave Chappelle Theater was set to be unveiled yesterday at the Duke Ellington School of the Arts in D.C. However, there is a turn of the tides. It was instead, it will instead be called the Theater of Artistic Freedom and Expression. And Dave says, when you say I can't say something, the more urgent it is for me to say it. It has nothing to do with what you're saying I can't say. It has everything to do with my freedom of artistic expression. So there you go, Steve. Freedom of speech, freedom of artistic expression.
So he changed his mind.
Mm-hmm. Theater of artistic freedom and expression.
I'm with Dave Chappelle. Being for Dave Chappelle does not mean I'm against anybody.
Right.
See, that's the problem with taking your stand.
Mm-hmm.
If you take your stand, it is nowadays you are against another stand.
Right.
No, I'm just for me and what I believe and what I am. I'm not anti anything. You're free to do whatever you want to do. Man, go live your life. This the life I'm living, professing, talking about, and confessing to.
Right.
It's my life. That's it.
Just like being pro-black, that doesn't mean you're anti-white or anti any other race or anything. Yeah, right. You're just pro-black.
Just because we think black lives should matter, it doesn't mean we don't think any other lives matter.
Right.
It's just, can our life matter just like everybody else's?
That's it.
See, you can't have a freedom to carry a gun in this country, but then you don't have freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
You got the freedom to get a permit to come and march down the street, and you're a hate group to tell me how much you hate me, but then I can't tell you how much I hate you or disagree with you or don't comply with you or make fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, man. It's just like you can't tell a joke about nothing. You can't make fun of nobody.
Right.
Man.
Yeah. This world is really
We've
changed.
Been laughing at being black since we got here.
Hello.
Welcome to the damn club.
Mm-hmm.
Now you done picked a lifestyle or chose or been assigned a lifestyle and you don't want nobody to mention it.
Right.
Big people getting talked about. White people get talked about. Black people get talked about. Asian people get talked about. Short people get talked about. You gonna get talked about. And does it stop anything? Are you still not free to be who you are? You turn right around with all this black stuff. We got to sit here and deal with it. We got to deal with voter suppression. We got to deal with Voting Rights Act. We got to deal with police brutality. We got to deal with racial profiling.
Ain't none of that funny.
We got to deal with zoning laws.
Right.
We got to deal with being held out of the American dream with banking policies. We get all that right there. Ta-da.
Get
you get talked about at the Dave Chappelle show. Now you want to kill Dave Chappelle. For what? You ran up on stage and everything. Okay. All right. Okay.
I dealt with.
I'm sorry, man. We all do. We all got some of this.
Yeah. And we've had it forever. All right. We're going to move on. Thank you for that, Stephen. Other entertainment news. Carla, what you got?
Okay, Steve Harvey. We talked about this last week. The whole debate about Chris Brown being better than Michael Jackson. Well, Chris did an interview with Big Boy and said, that's cap. Meaning that's a lie. He said, hell no, he ain't better than Michael Jackson.
Ryan Clark.
Chris went on to say, my personal take on it is I wouldn't even be breathing or being able to sing a song if that man didn't exist. There's no competing with him. So there you go. Chris Brown even said, I am not.
There you go, Chris.
Because you know what? But I said last week, ask Chris Brown.
Right. Yeah. You said that.
I said that last week. Because
yes,
the dude is a good dude.
Yeah,
he set the record straight. Ryan Clark, that's cool. He just want to be able to say something in sports. You know, he just want to say he play football.
He wanted to trend that day.
Yeah, yeah. Now you trend it, dog. Go sit your ass down somewhere, cause ain't nobody buy that but you.
He was the only.
Is Chris Brown talented?
Boy,
is he major? Yeah. That's a hit-making machine right there, man.
Yes, he is.
And
yes,
his dancing is phenomenal. It defies gravity, all of that, you know?
Speaking I saw him dancing. Do that take on the Remember the Time video.
Mm-hmm. And Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it's one of his heroes, Michael Jackson.
It wasn't Mike, but he know that, man. Come on.
He looks like up these, to Mike.
Look, he's running here talking about you better than Richard Pryor. But what?
What? Who said that?
Man, no, said nobody. That?
No one with any sense. All right, we're going to move on and get to this last story. A jury has ordered Bill Cosby to pay a woman $500,000, $500,000 in damages after he sexually assaulted her as a minor back in the 70s. Cosby was not in the courtroom when the verdict was read, according to the Deadline. The victim's name is Judy Huth. She sued Cosby for sexual battery back in 2014, claiming the assault occurred at the Playboy Mansion when she was a teenager. Cosby claimed the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination and did not testify in the two-week civil trial. He was sentenced to up to 10 years behind bars in 2018 for rape, but his conviction was tossed out last year after he'd served.
Well, you know, he got to pay
some
the
years.
Money. He admitted to it. You got to pay the money.
Yeah.
Once you plead the fifth, you got to go. It's $500,000. You out now.
All right. We're moving on. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll tell you about another mean Karen. This one is called Lawnmower Karen. We'll tell you about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, a woman is being called out as Lawnmower Karen after she seemed to have ruined a neighbor's wedding on purpose. A clip on TikTok shows her mowing her grass as the bride starts to walk down the aisle in the backyard wedding. The person posting the video was a guest and says they asked the woman to stop so they could hear the vows, but Lawnmower Karen refused. So she's just mowing her lawn while a wedding is going on in the neighbors, you know, come on.
Mad because somebody else happy.
Right.
They couldn't
you
even
over there
the
in
vows.
Your miserable life now. You don't want this young girl to have a little. Just let her say, all you gotta do is cut your little machine off till it happens.
Yeah, that's it. They don't even take that long. So the question is, Steve and the guys, what would you do for revenge back at Lawnmower Karen? She's over there mowing along. You're trying to get married.
I'm petty. So I'm going. Yeah. I'm finna ride it out. Yeah. I'm petty as they come. So I'm finna turn my lawnmower on 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm finna get your ass. I'm finna find a way for you to be miserable. Make you miserable. Okay? You better not have no pool. It's gonna be Clorox all in there. I'm finna find some ways to get you, man.
Yeah. What you got to say on?
In the middle of the night, I'm going to take your steps off the front porch.
So she walks out the door.
As soon as you walk out that door, step your ass right on off into nothing.
Yeah. That's a lot of Junior. Ways to get back. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. When you think you're going to work that morning, your tires is on flat. I know that's all
flat. Off. You dribble.
All four. So you can't write it off.
Call Uber. Okay. Let's try to look at this.
I'm going to call in for a fresh load of manure fertilizer and give them the address to her house instead of my
her
house.
Address.
And just have them just dump it in the driveway and the front yard. Fresh manure fertilizer. Put that in now.
We got the right group of guys to ask for revenge. Come on, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
have.
I'm finna go to the bathroom in your car. You ain't gonna make it. Work ain't gonna be right the next morning. I promise.
You are petty.
I'm petty.
Wow.
I'll in the middle of the night paint all your windows black.
Yes. So you'll never see the light of day.
You got to worry about looking at another window.
You're going to be scared as hell when you wake up. You ain't going to know what's going on.
You ain't going to see day.
All right. I think we get the message. I hope you get it, Lawnmower Karen. All right, coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we'll talk about summer flings right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
With the return of summer, many singles often put aside their search for true love to enjoy some just fun, you know, some fun summer flings. But a new survey suggests that such flings don't look so appealing to many. A new dating.com survey finds that 52% of singles would prefer to find a serious relationship this summer as opposed to just casual sex. While most admit summer flings, including one-night stands and friends with benefits, are enjoyable, the majority say they want deeper personal intimacy. Okay? So they don't want just...
That's a woman making that statement.
It's a new dating.com survey. And it didn't say women. It said 52% of singles. So that's guys too, Steve.
Well, but there are guys that want something more meaningful, to tell you the truth. You know, but if everybody will quit playing this game and just tell the truth about how you feel, that's one thing. Tell the truth about how you feel. I didn't say tell the truth about what you did. Them two damn truths now.
Oh, that's let the record show.
Oh yeah.
Things.
Tell the truth about how you feel is different from you don't ever tell the truth about what you did. No. Tell truth about how you feel. Man, y'all need y'all don't even know lie rules.
Clearly.
No, we don't.
Ain't nothing wrong with a one night. What's wrong with a one night fling? One night.
You know what?
I mean, it's one
night. What I was going to ask you guys. So, have you had a fling that you were serious about, or that was fun, a summer fling? You know, that maybe turned into a real romance.
Surely. At that moment, when I get in that bed, which I am dead serious. Yes, at that moment. There's no games being played. We are dead serious. Yes.
You my everything.
Yeah. There's nothing I can focus on.
And after the summer is over.
Undivided attention.
After the summer is over, it's over. Don't try to. Yeah. Don't try to go into fall with
all
me. Summer.
Summer. After I get on the plane. Summer.
It's the next day. What is you calling for?
None of these flings have turned into a real romance. Wow, guys.
No relationship at all.
Or do you regret you've ever did not turn a fling into something real?
Turn a fling into
a thing? Regret?
No. No regret. I used to like to just fling it around as long as you could fling it around and then.
Okay.
Now,
to be fair, sure.
Not much, but you know, wasn't back then, wasn't no social media, nothing. When you lost a person, they ass was lost.
Gone.
You couldn't find them no more.
So, what were you going to say, Junior?
I was saying, to be fair, Shirley, you know, I wasn't always everything in the fling either. You know, I wasn't always the best thing in the fling. Some people didn't want to fling with me no more. You know, it just went. I wasn't out here flinging it. I wasn't out here just killing every fling I was in.
Sometimes your fling was just a fling.
Yeah.
Wasn't no ing in it. He ain't had ing, just a flip.
You know, some just left me.
So it's a two-way street. So what about the one that got away? Is there one maybe from the summer?
Oh, there's always one that got away. And it hurts you to your core when you think about it.
Yeah, and like Steve said, you can't find them anymore. Yeah. Or if you do see them again, they're with someone else.
They don't want you no more. They don't want you.
Oh, I found them after social media and stuff came out. I found them.
Oh, did you?
Oh, really?
Oh, they didn't look the same, though.
Their best look was in that flame.
Ooh, I blew that picture about 12 different ways.
So I think what we should get out of this is that... singles, sometimes are looking for more than just flings. Okay.
This summer. Yeah.
That's what you got out of that?
Yeah. What did you get out of it, Tommy?
Would you
fling until you can't fling no more?
Coming up, Carla, we're just working with a bunch of players, sounds like.
Girl.
Coming up.
Not no
coming
more.
Up next, it is the prankster with a prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, get this, guys, the cookie lady is back in town. Okay?
Is she now?
We didn't know she left. The cookie lady is back in town. We'll get to it in just a few. But right now, it's time for the nephew. It's time for the nephew in today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nap?
Well, you know, in lieu of what we was talking about last break, the summer fling, is that your husband? Is that your husband? Cat dog, if you would.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Karen.
This is Karen.
Karen, hey, listen, my name is Mark. Are you married to Jason?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I got the right person. Listen, I don't even know how to say this to you. My name is Mark. I follow my wife today.
Uh-huh.
And I'm at a park, and I'm almost certain that my wife is right now. I'm about 200 or 300 yards away, but I'm almost certain my wife is holding hands with your husband, Jason. So
okay, hold on. When you see my husband at the park with your wife, how long have you been following them?
I followed my wife this morning because I just was feeling like real weird about, you know, something going on, and I followed her, and I'm at the park right now, and you know, I think she's with Jason. I think she's with your husband.
What type of car do you see Jason in?
A Lexus.
What color is it?
White.
Okay, that's him. So he's supposed to say he went to work today. And this Sunday, and they had some overtime that he's supposed to be doing at work today, and he's at a park with your wife. Exactly. Are you close to them?
I'm not close to him. I tried to stay back. Wait. Hold up. She just kissed him.
She just kissed who?
My wife just kissed your husband.
What'd you say your wife's name is again?
My wife's name is Veronica.
Veronica. Okay, what park they at?
They at Langley Park. I'm at Langley Park right now. I'm about 200 yards away from them, and I'm looking at, she just kissed him again. I cannot believe this, man.
I know well. You're not telling me that your wife is kissing my husband. How did you get my number? That's all up. Back this up. How did you get my number, and who are you?
Like I said, my name is Mark. A buddy of mine named Fitzgerald. Fitz knows Jason.
I don't know Fitzgerald. I don't want to know how you get my number.
Fitz gave me your, Fitz told me he knew Jason and some kind of way got me your phone number. I don't even know who he got your number from. All I know is your husband is kissing my wife right now. That's what I know.
Okay, you just sitting there watching. Give me the number. We can change this right now. You sitting there watching on some Spectre Gadget. I'll go and bust all this up because I don't play that. Because he said he had to work this morning, some little overtime. Don't have time. Who does that in the park with some body? It's too cold to be in a park anyway. You can't feed no ducks. Give me the address of this Langley Park.
Okay, wait a minute. They're getting a blanket out the car.
Now, who does that? I know well, he ain't no romantic type of guy. He never take me to no park, but
they getting a blanket out the car and going deeper into the park. I cannot believe this. They getting the blanket. Now, I'm looking at...
Give me the park address.
They got wine and wine glasses.
Mark, give me the address of the park. You on some white boy stalk. I'm trying to go. I'll bust that up. I don't have time for that calling me all startled and watching your wife. I'm not going to watch and I'm going to hand him his ass. Okay, let's stop this right now. Take your over there to the park and give him the phone. I don't have time for this. You sitting up there watching your wife with my... You calling me? What kind of you?
I'm,
you okay?
I'm
Say what? You're supposed to be up there getting on that. Because if I was there, I'd be the slap that. And I've been handing him his cap. Go hand him the phone. Take up there and hand him the phone. What the hell are you calling me for?
I'm trying to see what else they gonna do. That's what I'm trying to do.
Thing. You done seen enough. All that pouring that be over there doing, pulling out a guy. What you want? Wait to see him? Take your ass over to hand him the phone. I know Jason ain't in no park with no. I'm got my at home. I am on our third child pregnant with a baby. But I don't give a. I'll go up there and whoop his while I'm pregnant. I know well Jason ain't in no park with no. Go hand him the phone.
You look, I want to see. Oh, let me step out the truck. Hold on. They drinking wine right now.
I don't give a about that. Go hand him the phone. Walk over and hand him the phone. Okay, I don't know what you do with yours. I don't play about mine.
Oh, man, they just...
Mark. I don't know who you are, but go hand him the phone. Go hand him the phone. You sitting up there watching with your weak. Who in the are you anyway?
That's my wife he with. He with my wife.
You must be old. Because if you was one of them big old yoked up black one of them got on this. Who does that? You sitting up there watching them at the park. I'm telling you now, I'm whooping that when I see her. I'm whooping your wife. Then I'm whooping Jason. And I'm going to slap your calling me with this. You sitting up there calling me, got my blood pressure sky high while you sitting up there watching my husband with your wife. You supposed to be all on top of that. Okay. Yeah, when I see you got that coming too. But I'm going to find this Langley Paul right now. I'm going to get off the phone because I'll be up there. I'm going to show you how.
Okay, hold on. Somebody want to talk to you.
Give him the phone. Right.
Hello,
who is this?
This Tommy.
Tommy who?
This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband Jason got me to prank phone call you.
This is some you almost made me have my baby up in this house this morning. And I got two more months to go.
Your husband Jason got me to prank phone call you.
He know better than that shit. I'm whooping anyway when he come home.
He told me, he said, look, man, my wife is a no-nonsense. She don't take no drama, none of that. He
that
told me.
That don't make no sense because I was like, what man sit there and watch their wife at the park? What man does that? This is crazy. But you tell him, I got him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got to ask you this, baby. One more thing. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yeah. I'm going to get Jason with this. No, Tommy, I'm going to get you. I told you what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm just going to name the baby Tommy. Tell him that for a joke.
Tell him you're going to name the baby Tommy?
Yeah, tell Jason that I'm going to name the baby Tommy.
I love her so much.
She up in there acting all startled. Get your butt over there and do something, man.
Oh, man. What is you doing? Go hand him the phone.
You're on some white boy stalker stuff.
You must be old light skin. You ain't no black right, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, but I tell you what. I'm going to be slap your ass when I get
around. I see you.
You sit up in there. Right. That's what she was right on so many levels though.
Yes.
Oh, you calling me with this here? What? Yeah. What is you watching for?
I don't play by mine. Put him on the phone.
And Jason ain't no romantic dude like that. That ain't right. Nothing Jason be doing.
Drinking wine,
blanking, wine in the park.
Hey, the Thomas Miles Experience jumped off this weekend, June 24th through the 27th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come hang out with your boy. This is all about giving back to wounded warriors. Milesofgiving.org. Go to milesofgiving.org and see the whole schedule of what's going down in New Orleans. We playing golf on Sunday. That's the main thing. Don't forget it. And we got a women's empowerment brunch that's going on Sunday night. We got an all white party. You heard what I said? I said an all white party. Yeah. Where
all
your
right,
white, what?
Where? Congratulations on your big weekend. This sounds like fun. All right, coming up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she's back. The Cookie Lady is back in town. All right, we'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
All right, guys, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read that one right here, right now. That's what we're going to do.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, the cookie lady is back in town. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 43-year-old woman, and I have a small group of friends who have all known each other since high school. We've been strict about quarantining, so we agreed to meet once a week for drinks and dinner. It's really helped us feel better and maintain a sense of normalcy with all the craziness going on in the world. About a month ago, another girl who went to high school with us moved back into town. But there's just one problem. She's slept with all of our husbands. Yes, all of them.
Okay.
This girl was very promiscuous in high. Yeah, she was very promiscuous in high school and was known for being the girl that all the guys went to for some easy cookie. She even gave a cookie away when she was in college. So now me and the group are concerned because she reached out to us and said that she would love to be in our weekly gatherings. The problem is that we don't trust her and we don't really think she's going to fit in well with us. Yes, it was a long time ago, but some of that resentment is still there. Also, she is still single and in much better shape than the rest of us who've had several children. We are afraid that our husbands will see her and have flashbacks of how she was in high school and college. My husband saw a photo of her on Facebook and said he couldn't believe how good she still looks. I'm not sure why he was comfortable enough to tell me that, but it really put me on edge. I called my best girlfriend and told her that I don't think we should bring this woman into our close-knit group. She agreed. Do you think we're being overly sensitive about this? No. Nope. I don't think you're being overly sensitive at all. I think you're right on point. I think you have a reason to be concerned about girlfriend. This woman, the cookie lady, as you call her, has slept with all of your husbands. They weren't your husbands then, but, you know, that was a long time ago. But the thought of it probably still pains you a little bit or something. You still feel some kind of way about it. And, you know, this woman could be trouble. She could be trouble. You don't know. Can people change? Yes, absolutely they can change. Most definitely. Did she change? We don't know. Who knows if she's changed or not? But there is a reason you don't trust her. I think I would take this as a wake-up call, though. I really would. I'm switching gears here a little bit. I would take this as a wake-up call because your husband, you said in the letter, commented when you showed him a picture of her on Facebook that she still looks good. And he felt very comfortable saying that to you. Red flag. So she's in great shape, you're saying, and you guys aren't because you've had children, you know, which means that your friends aren't in good shape either. They've had children too, and you said several. So I think what you and your girls could do and maybe should do instead of meeting to drink, you know, with the whole group, drink and eat, maybe just the ladies could start like a diet club, start working out together.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Now, I'm going to remember that comment right there.
Okay, that, I mean, maybe you guys
down.
Could.
Hell no.
Jot it down. And you know, so I think maybe to something like this, you ladies can invite the cookie lady, you know, to join you for something like that. Just the girls, just the ladies, no men, no husbands. This way, I think you ladies will have a chance to meet with her, feel her out, you know, see if she's changed, see if you guys want to take it any further with her. If you in the future do want to bring her around your husband, you got to see. People do change. But I think, you know, if you're feeling not so good about the way you look because of what your husband said about her, that's a good time to meet up and do something about it. Steve?
Well, normally I don't start at the back of the letter, but that's where Shirley, you started. So I feel compelled to do the same thing. Okay. After this whole letter, the question is, do you think we're being overly sensitive about this? No. Now, why do I think you're not being overly sensitive? Three things. I think y'all scared. I think y'all should be scared. And I think she could have changed, but your husbands ain't interested in change. Now let us begin with the letter. 43, went to college with this girl. You get together with all your friends y'all went to school with during the quarantine every Friday. Y'all having a good time. About a month ago, another girl went to high school with y'all, moved back into town. Here she come. But it's just one problem. She has slept with all our husbands. Yes, all of them. Well, damn, how many of y'all is it? Because that ain't got a number. All of them. Every last one of them. We need to do some testing in this little group here. That's what we need to do. We need to do some damn testing in this little group right here. Ain't y'all been extra friendly? Yeah, lady. I know you didn't think the letter was going to go like this, but I just wanted to throw that out. This girl was very promiscuous in high school. Was known for being that girl that all the guys went to for some easy cookies. Everybody? She even gave the cookie away when she was in college. Oh, so then what she do?
Well, hold on. And I blame
She the stadium, concessions lady. Cookie hair, get your cookies hair.
She at the game. I blame you for even calling it the cookie in the first place with your book. Look, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, so don't go anywhere. Subject today of the Strawberry Letter, the Cookie Lady, is back in town. Get your cookies here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. The Cookie Lady is back in town.
43-year-old lady got a group of friends. They went to school together. They all get together once a week during this COVID to help deal with the craziness. They all been quarantined, so everybody's safe. They feel comfortable with one another. They got about a month ago, another girl from their school came back to town. But here's the problem. The girl is coming back to town to sleep with all of the group's husbands. All of them. Ain't miss no damn body. Clean sweep. Total buyout.
Total buyout.
Everybody. Hey. Cookies. Everybody. She just come out the castle and blow the trumpet. Cookies, hair.
You are crazy.
She even gave the cookie away when she was in college. Now, you and the group is concerned, and rightfully so, because she done reached out and said she would love to be in on our weekly gatherings. How she find out about the gathering? For her to just come back into town for a month and find out about these weekly gatherings, maybe one of your husbands said, you know what, they get together every Friday. Because if y'all surprised about it, where did they get the information? Unless y'all small-ass town is really, really small. Now, this whole group has been affiliated with one another. First thing we need to do, we need some testing done in this group. Let's just go back over there. We need some damn testing going on in this group. And it ain't COVID. I ain't even talking about COVID. We need to get some testing done. All right, now, The problem is that we don't trust her and we really don't think she's going to fit in well with us. Oh, you don't think she'll fit in well with y'all. But you ain't asked y'all's husbands, though. See what they think.
Why?
You know, so now here we go. People change. Things change.
Oh.
Okay. Now, she done slept with all y'all's men. Times have changed. It was a long time ago. But some of that resentment is there. Mm-hmm. Also, now here we go. She's still single and in much better shape than the rest of us who've had several children. Here go the damn problem right here.
I knew you were going to say that.
She still banging.
Oh, she fine.
Now, Shirley surprised me with her answer, talking about since y'all get together every Friday and y'all are a little worried because she's still fine. Shirley did what Carl and them won't let me ever do. I can't fat shame nobody. I get called out. Oh, but now you talking about instead of sitting around drinking, why don't y'all's ass get together and eat the right damn foods?
I did not
say instead of drinking, why don't y'all have celery juice and chew on some carrots or something and try to get some of that weight off y'all's ass instead of sitting over here. Now here come this little fine little smoking ass thing that your husband saw on Facebook and had the nerve to tell you he couldn't believe how good she still looked. Don't let this girl in your group.
The cookie lady.
She can't get in this group. This a problem. She's a Facebook problem. Now, you don't think your husband to say it to the other husband, man, you seen so-and-so? Girl, you need to see this thing right here. She still got it. Now, Shirley said, now, first of all, your husband is stupid. Let me just explain something to you.
Yes, he
your
is.
Husband is
Thank
the
you.
Biggest damn idiot that I've ever seen. Now, y'all going to let her little skinny ass in the group still fine, still banging. She's single. She ain't gave birth to no kids. Now, here she come. I don't think we have a solution to this letter, except you can't let her banging ass back in this group. You called your girlfriend and you told her you don't think that, and your girlfriend agreed because she looked her up on Facebook too and said, Lord Jesus. Do you think we're being overly sensitive? No, I don't.
They're not.
Now, do people change? Yes, they change. Mm-hmm. And obviously, she has changed for the better. Because when a woman get in her 40s and still holding it together, that's a bad chick right there. And if they get in their 50s and still hold it together, that's a bad chick right there. Yeah, see, because the chances of everybody holding it together in their 40s and 50s get slimmer and slimmer. Yeah, so and now you're going to invite, you're going to invite the fat person to the pie-eating contest. And how you think that's going to work out? This is a sad thing.
Not.
Yes, it
not
is.
Gloom and doom. Steve.
Yes, it is. Because Shirley, and according to Shirley, it is gloom and doom. And all this happy hour y'all having, start bringing celery to these happy hours, as Shirley suggested.
You
could have had a V8 instead of that damn margarita.
They got skinny margaritas.
Take a picture of that girl off of Facebook and bring it to the next meeting, and y'all ass quit eating.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry
she
Letter.
She back, and the fellas know it.
The cookie lady. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, Steve. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Junior, it is time for sports talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley, tonight goes down. The NBA draft is happening tonight. Yeah, man, Orlando with the first pick. Houston got the third pick. Tommy, we pretty much in good position. Cleveland 17th. Got the 17th pick in Cleveland. So, NBA draft tonight, Unc. You know, I was thinking about it, man. I thought about this, Unc. I'm having a draft party. I just want
you. What you having a draft party for?
Because I want you to just come through, man. You don't want to come
through?
Hey,
man.
You just come through.
Is this the same pool that you finna have?
No. I'm having his at the house.
But where the meat round the corner? And
You
get a chase lounge with your cabana and you got to sit next to people like you and Cruz.
I'm having it at the house. You're going to love it now.
People in the water you don't know.
I'm just saying, Unc, it's going to be at the house. Now, there's a few rules, Unc, I need you to go by now. Just a few.
Okay.
Just rule number one, don't come in your car. Don't come in your car. Your car too nice. You got any vehicles with like a dough ding in it?
A dough ding? What you,
yeah.
Oh, like it's been hit?
Yeah, just like, you know, somebody open they dough and hit your dough. Don't come in none of your car.
Let me ask you, where was my car at? Where it was parked next to somebody where they had to open their dough?
Parking lot.
Parking lot.
Down at the Kroger.
Store.
Yeah.
Okay, that ain't going to happen, Junior. Okay, so okay. I got that. What else?
Okay, here go another one. Do you mind using the coasters? Because I don't need no rings on my one tank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm real good with coasters. I do.
Okay, cool. Then let me ask you this, though. Do you mind eating before you get here? I ain't going to have a lot of food like you be having.
So, wait a minute.
You ain't got no grill on the patio?
Grill on the patio? Boy, that's $5 fine. You crazy?
They don't allow that.
Junior, let me ask you a question.
Huh?
I ain't trying to be, you know, like not your friend or nothing, but is the place we come the same place that you zooming in right now?
That's 400 square feet of it right here. Yeah.
How many people coming to the draft party, Junior?
Oh, it's going to be me, you, and Carl. And that's another thing. All conversations got to be on the patio. Because if you say ABC in here, you be talking to a lot of high-level execs. If you say ABC in here, Alexa here, she going to turn the channel to ABC. So you going to have to go outside when you talk in here. You can't just say what you want in my
Wait a minute, but didn't you just say how many people can fit on your balcony?
That's two at a time. That's just two.
So like, it's three of y'all, though.
Yeah, Carl gonna be here by himself till we get back. Then,
so he just out there with Carl by himself.
Yeah, and then we switch. Oh, we rotate. Well,
to make room, we gonna have to set your Alexa box outside the hall. Because she obviously taking up too much damn space.
Hey, come on through.
Well, you
come
guys on. Have fun. Sounds like yeah, fun. Close. All right. Coming up next, parenting on the plane. What are the rules? We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, child in the seat behind me. There is a kid in the seat behind me on a recent flight. He has to be about 10 years old. His parents are asleep. He's playing the drums on his tray table. I've turned around. He's not getting the hint. So here's the question. How do you parent other people's children when they're banging on your seat? You know, no child should really have a 6-hour flight, right? So what are the rules is the question for parents on the plane. What's the rules?
If you lean forward as far as you can, your whole body lean forward, and then just throw your whole back into that seat. All the way back. And throw his little ass back into his seat. Yeah, just like that. Yeah. I promise you, he'll quit banging on that thing.
Yeah, bust him dead in his forehead with the back of that seat. Yeah. That's good ass parenting.
Not the baby.
So the tray table, because like he playing the drums on the tray table. Yeah.
That's one way. Yeah. Another way to do it is just turn around in your seat and say, "Hey, MF," and then realize then he's six. That's gonna shock him.
Or reach your hand behind you and grab one of them drumsticks and just snap it in half and then lay it in the floor and act like you were asleep.
The baby is bored. It's a long flight.
Well, you know, baby got to find something else to do beating on back of this damn chair.
And kicking it, too.
Oh, God, I hate that. Or
get up and go to the bathroom. Get up and go to the bathroom and then on your way back, just lean down. I'm gonna beat your ass.
Whisper that in his ear.
Yeah. But make sure you wet your lip so when you touch his ear, he'll feel some kind of way.
Yeah. Any more rules?
Yeah. I have seen some crazy stuff on the plane, man.
I'm telling you.
I done seen some kids out of control. I done seen some run up and down the aisle. I done seen a bunch of stuff. That's a hot mess.
Well, you know, I'm on some really, really long flights, man. I've seen some kids that were, like, amazingly well-behaved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got to give my son Jason credit, man, because his kids, man, wow. Wow.
They're good on the plane.
Well-behaved.
Man, amazing. But his kids are great, man. I've never seen kids like this before.
Wow. Mm.
Because they take on him and his wife's personality. They're very kind and cool people. His wife is probably the sweetest little person I've ever met. And the children have that exact demeanor. They sit on the plane. Little Joey wakes up. Joey and Ezra wake up. They don't even cry when they wake up. They just wake up. They start playing and they play piano. You have to go in there and get them. When they see you, they'll stand up and want you to pick them up. They never cry.
Wow.
I ain't never seen nothing like it, man. It's just a... So they've been on some long flights, man. They sit there, play, talk. Watch your little movies on their little screens.
Wow.
That's good. That's good. What's the worst you've seen a kid on a plane?
Oh, I've seen Holland the entire time. But I felt bad for the baby because I thought the baby might have had an ear infection or something.
Ears popping.
Popping and
I felt bad for that, man, because you could tell when a child is screaming from pain instead of I want to walk or something like that. That's a different cry. And I knew this baby was in pain. I felt really, really bad for the baby. But I felt horrible. The mother was just, she was frazzled. My God. She knew that everybody on the plane, she was walking up and down the aisle with the baby. She was trying everything. Aww. The flight attendants was trying to help her. It wasn't nothing working, man. Then this pilot came out. Old dude, like somebody's grandfather, took the baby. And baby just calmed right on down, got quiet.
Really?
Wow. Old dude said, hey, you guys walking or just hold him close to your chest and hum.
Oh.
He wrapped the baby up real tight and started humming a little. That's how I used to put BJ to sleep. Yeah, I put BJ on my chest. He'd be squirming because he had separation disorder when Carly would leave. He'd just lose his little rabbit ass mind. Hey, man, she gone. She ain't finna come back. And she was happy when she left. So they're not feeling the same way you feel about being away from them. You need to know these things.
All right, thanks, guys.
Straighten your little punk ass up.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so listen up, Steve Harvey Nation. This is for you. We've teamed up with Seagram's Escapes to give away $1,500 cash so you can create your very own summer escape. To enter and get the rules, all you have to do is visit steveharveyfm.com. $1,500 cash could be yours. Get all the info at steveharveyfm.com. Sip happiness with Seagram's Escapes. Carla, speaking of escapes,
yes,
you just came back from one. How was your Seagram summer escapes?
It was wonderful. We went to Cabo, Los Cabos, Mexico. We had I love Cabo. Great family vacation. We was out there kicking it. Junior texted me, said, you out there killing it.
Yeah, out there everywhere.
Yeah, we had fun.
In the bathing suits. Yeah, that was
I don't want to ask where you stayed, but did you stay at a hotel?
Yes. Yes, I stayed at a hotel.
But you asked.
No, well, were you
I wasn't asking which one. You know, because some people go get Airbnbs down there. Some people get houses, you know, stuff like
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. So, we stayed at a hotel.
I stayed a place in Cabo at a villa.
How was that? He was balling. He's just out there killing it.
Out of control, Steve.
Man, this dude right here. I don't know what he did for a living. He got some money, though. I was impressed highly.
Oh, wow.
All right. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now, guys, for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather have no legs or no arms?
Can you just take one apiece? I mean,
no.
damn.
No. No legs, no legs or no arms.
I need them arms, though, man. I got to have them arms. I got to be able to touch.
Okay.
I'm going to let you take them legs. I'm going to have them arms.
Tommy. Come on, Steve. No legs, no arms.
I'm going to need them arms, too. I can't grab nothing. I can't reach up there. At least you got arms. You can go somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I can drive.
I need them arms.
Oh, okay.
You know, you know how to be in wheelchairs and stuff, Olympics and all like that. Them cats are strong, man. Them cats are strong, man.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, them dudes will wear you out, man.
Yeah,
they'll wear
athletic.
You out. But I'm gonna just go on with. I like what the way I am. I'm gonna pass on this question.
All right, we're moving on.
This was too deep for you.
They making it heavy.
Yeah, this was too deep.
Hey, dog, and I'm sitting up here with my leg up on the desk right now, thinking if he wasn't there, I'd be just slumped down, beating, fell out this damn chair.
All right, let's get back.
I'll slide out on the floor.
All right, so would you rather walk barefoot in a public restroom? Or would you rather get food poisoning?
I go and take that food poison. I've been food poisoned before. Let me go and start throwing up because I'm not walking barefoot in that public restroom. That ain't happening.
Come on, Tommy. What the germaphobes say? I know.
I'm throwing up either way. It's
Yeah, but I got to blowtorch the bottom of my feet with my cigar lighter trying to.
Sanitize your feet.
Man, hell no.
Oh, God.
I need to cross the burning sands again.
Hell no.
All right, I think we have 3 for food poisoning on that one if you're keeping score.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Would you rather save the world but die as a hero in the process or save the world but no one knows?
Man, blank this world. What is you talking about? I'm finna save it and then die? Why would I do that?
I'd rather just be here and see what the hell gonna happen to y'all. I ain't never asked to be no hero no damn way. I just wanna be the survivor.
Not saving the world and then die. Last one. Would you rather scream at each other or would you rather give each other the silent treatment?
Give each other what, Shirley?
The silent treatment.
I'll take the silent treatment. Yeah, I'll take on that holiday.
Because I want you to be quiet any damn way.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, well, coming up at 49 minutes after
the... At least I can hear the game when it's on.
Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour. It's our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day on this Thursday. Take us home with some closing remarks.
Somebody sent me something a while back. You know, I keep stuff that people send me. Because a lot of people send me things when I know I'm going through something. A lot of people send me stuff when just to say, hey, Steve, if you're out there talking, man, here's a thought for you. And one of the things that I've learned in my life is that all of us are going to be tested. We're going to be tested and tried throughout our life. It's these tests that are presented to us that allows us an opportunity to grow. Every test that comes your way is an opportunity for you to gain some valuable knowledge from it. And so throughout life, you will always be tested. Everything that happens to you is not just because the devil is busy. Some things happen to you because God has to present certain things for you in order for you to learn how to deal with it, which better prepares you for what you ask for later in life. or to prepare you for what God is going to present to you later in life. So when you're going through hardships, you got to understand that these hardships are preparing you for the future. And like I've been saying a lot over the past few weeks, if you think about all your hardships and your tough days and your rough days, your actual record for surviving bad days all the way up until this point, y'all, is 100%. And that's a pretty good track record. Now, in this test that God is going to present to you, somebody sent this to me on a plaque, and it said that life has many ways of testing a person's will. Now, I want you to hear me clearly. It says life has many ways of testing a person's will, either by having nothing happen at all or by having everything happen all at once. Do you know how true of a statement that is? You get tested by, first of all, a person's will get tested by either having nothing happen at all. You know how hard it is, man, when you ain't got nothing going on? Do you know how hard it is, man, when you can't get nothing popping? You know how difficult life can be, man, when you just can't seem to get it right? Do you know the difficulties you face, man, where ain't nothing clicking on none of the cylinders, man? Ain't nothing happening at all? That's a test, man. That's a real hard test, man. That's when you sitting up there, man, going, Lord, Heavenly Father. And now it's preparing you and conditioning you to get closer to God. Because I'm telling you, man, you can't make it in this world without God. Now, you can keep on trying this way if you want to, but I got news for you. You can lock in on this one. This is a fact. You can't make it through this life without no God. You can't do it. You cannot do it. It's too difficult. And one of the tests to get you to draw closer to him is sometimes a person's will is tested by having nothing happen at all. But here's the other way you get tested. How about this one? Or by having everything happen all at once. Man. How many times that didn't happen, man? When it just felt like, man, it's raining cats and dogs on you. It's almost like, man, you can't catch a break. See, a minute ago, you couldn't catch a break to get something happen. And now all of a sudden, it looked like you can't stop this thing from happening. It's just snowballing on you, man. That's a test. You know what? God is wanting you to get close to him too, so he can take some of that weight up off you. So you can take your troubles to him and tie it to him, so he can prove to you that you ain't in this thing by yourself. See, you ain't in life by yourself when you ain't got nothing happening, and you ain't by yourself in life when you got everything happening. You need God, man. I kid you not. And you know how I know what I'm talking about? Because you're looking at a man who tried it without him. And I knew better. My mom was a Sunday school teacher. I knew better than to turn away and try it my way. But I did it for years. And I made, you know what I mean? I made a mess out of myself. I was turning myself into a big old glob of nothing. But he got my undivided attention one day when I was at a real low point. On one of them days where I thought I'm going to rise no more. On one of them days where I thought, man, I done had enough of this. I ain't never thought about killing myself. I ain't never thought about checking out. The thought has never crossed my mind. But I'm just talking about, I just had some days, man, where it just felt like, man, this is it right here. I can't do no more of this here. When I was living in that car, I had some days, man, where I just said, man, I can't do this no more. I'm going to go home, man. I'm going to go home with my mom and daddy, man, just see if I can stay there till I find a job. I almost did that. Because you know what? Wasn't nothing happening at all. I couldn't get nothing clicking. And right about then, man, I just asked God, I said, man, can you just show me a sign that it's going to be all right? Next thing I know, I called the answer machine in my mama's house, and it was a message. And it was a guy named Chuck Sutton at Showtime at the Apollo. Next thing you know, man, that weekend, I was on TV for the very first time. And do you know something? That I've been on TV ever since that. But it was real dark for me for a minute. But he always comes. Life got a lot of ways of testing the people's will. either by having nothing happen at all or by having everything happen all at once. But either way, it's a test. You can pass it. You've done all the rest of them. Ain't you got through it? Yeah, you have. That's it. Keep your faith. Put some God in your life.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.